USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Biden has been working this weekend, according to the White House, and will be holding some meetings at the White House with top congressional leaders in the next few days as he's trying to get his infrastructure bill and the larger social spending plan passed by lawmakers. The president saying, quote, everybody's frustrated, but says that's part of being in the federal government. Mention Huntington Beach, California to pretty much anyone on the planet, and they'll think beaches and beautiful clean waters, but now a cleanup operation's underway in those waters. As the Huntington Beach mayor says, the oil spill that's developed has come from
an offshore oil production operation.
The spill of about 3,000 barrels worth of oil, first reported early Saturday, sequel to the 2018 comic book saga Venom, Let There Be Carnage, is the new top movie in the U.S. and Canada. And this is USA Radio News.
Rockstar Radio is looking for a co-host. Yes, you heard me correctly. Nationally syndicated radio show and popular podcast, Rockstar Radio with Billy Gerard, is looking for a co-host. In fact, two segment co-hosts. One will join Billy weekly talking about all things financial, and another for a weekly review of the national real estate and mortgage market. Co-hosting with Billy Gerard could be the move that puts your career into overdrive. For all the details and to schedule an audition with Billy, send an email to bill@rockstar.today. That's bill@rockstar.today. Or go to rockstar.today/co-host for all the details. Rockstar Radio is looking for two expert co-hosts. It could be you. Email bill@rockstar.today or go to rockstar.today/co-host. Being on the radio with Billy will make you the expert in the field. It could take your career over the moon. Get all the audition details at rockstar.today/co-host.
U.S. Senator Cory Booker of New Jersey calling for a nationwide database to be created that would keep track of violent interactions with police and members of the public and suspects. Speaking on CBS's Face the Nation, the Democrat said the database would be essential to getting a better look into what's actually happening when it comes to police brutality.
Right now, we do not have a collection on these things. I think to give transparency to any town, we should start understanding what are the traffic stops, the demographics of those, and the like.
An apparent bomb blast at a mosque in Kabul, Afghanistan, killing several civilians. The Wall Street Journal reports that a Taliban spokesperson confirmed it, saying it wasn't them. The blast happened at a funeral service for a Taliban officer's mother. So it's unclear who is responsible. No other group has claimed responsibility for the blast. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Some observers say the nation's top military officials should get combat pay for what they withstood on Capitol Hill at a pair of hearings over the past week. Others say, like many Republicans on the House and Senate committees which grilled them, that they actually should be fired. Republican Senator Josh Hawley of Missouri telling the Joint Chiefs Chairman General Mark Milley and Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin they should both resign. And Republican Senator Rick Scott of Florida pressed Milley on his decision to speak with the authors of multiple political books, and that issue actually came up dozens of times. Here's Representative Matt Gaetz speaking to the Secretary of Defense Lloyd Austin, though he's referring to the Chairman of the Joint Chiefs.
And while the guy sitting next to you was off, you know, talking to Phil Rucker and was off doing his thing with Bob Woodward, we were buying into the big lie that this was ever going to be successful and that we could ever rely on the Afghanistan government for anything at all.
There was this exchange between Representative Mike Johnson of Louisiana and the Secretary of Defense.
What we're trying to get to is, what did the president know? Did he forget what was told to him, or is he not being truthful?
I view that as an inappropriate question. I won't.
Well, you may, but the American people don't.
An issue that only got fleeting attention was last week's report from the Department of Defense showing that between 2015 and 2020, there was a 41% increase in the number of active military members committing suicide. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.